First of all, I'd like to call your attention to the Gospel according to St. John, the third chapter, verses 16 and 17. John, the third chapter, verses 16 and 17 reads as thus. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Supporting scripture, John 15, verses 12 and 13 that you've already heard in your hearing. This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. Greater love have no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. On the basis of those verses this morning, we'd like to use a thought or subject. Love is what love does. Love is what love does. God, in his mercy and in his love for us, has blessed us to yet be counted amongst the living. Allowed us another opportunity to come into this holy sanctuary to worship him and to fellowship and to just praise God from whom all blessings flow. There is no secret that God has been good and throughout another week's journey and blessed us all week long. I know that in some of our lives there has been some pain, there's been sickness and there's been sorrow, but some may have even had to cry. And yes, the death train is still yet rolling. So that lets us know this morning that those of us that are yet still counted amongst the living, we got something to be thankful for this morning. God has given us another opportunity to come, and we must not take our blessings for granted. Believe you me, there is someone that would love to be sitting in that place that you're sitting in right now. But because of circumstances in their life, because of the situation that they're in, because of their health conditions, they are not able to do the things that they would like to do. So those of us that still are able to move about, we ought to be thankful. And we need to understand that when the word of God says, work while it's day, for night cometh when no man can work, it's daytime in our lives. And on this beautiful Lord's Day, I thank God when David said, this is the day that the Lord has made and we will rejoice and be glad in it. If you are a believer this morning, then you got a lot to be glad about because Jesus lives. On last Sunday, we celebrated Palm Sunday, which marked our Savior's triumphal entry into Jerusalem. And we concluded the week with Holy Week services all week long as we fellowship with our brothers and sisters in Christ throughout our community. God blessed us, and on yesterday, he blessed us with such a beautiful Saturday. Yesterday was Holy Saturday, and we ought to be thankful that God gave us such a beautiful day in which we were able to fellowship one with another. I'm thankful that how God has blessed and is yet still keeping us. And even this morning at the Union Baptist Church, God was with us and he blessed us and he kept us. And now that we are back here at Fowles Chapel, God is still in the blessing business. Those of us that observed the Lent season and gave up the pleasures for self, because of our faith in God, we realize that when Easter comes, Easter marks the end of Lent season. And many of us, Easter is over after Easter Monday. But officially, Easter season lasts for 50 days, all the way up until the Pentecost. Easter is a floating, movable holiday, and it's observed anywhere between March the 22nd and April the 25th. It's always the first Sunday after the full moon in the springtime. On Easter, Christians celebrate the resurrection of Jesus. As we reflect back on the events of Holy Week, we know that Palm Sunday was his grand entrance into Jerusalem. And all of the people, they were waving palm branches. They were crying out, "Hosanna, Hosanna, Lord God Almighty." And even though they praised him and ushered him in with such praises, it wasn't very long before they were yet saying, "Crucify him." Isn't it amazing how people can love you one minute and turn against you the next? Isn't it amazing how the same one that you did the most for sometimes, those are the ones that have turned back on you. Those are the ones that you got to watch. But I want you to understand that if you've been doing good, if you've been doing right by people and they haven't done the same thing by you, the Bible declared, "Be not weary in your well-doing. For if you continue to do good, if you faint not, God will bless you and give you a reward." When we began to think about Jesus going into Jerusalem, and then on that Monday when he got to the church house, we found that they were selling it, and God just got mad about all that. And he got so angry that the Bible declared that he went in and he turned over the tables, and he wanted the people of God to realize that it's time to get your house in order. Tuesday, he was challenged by the Sanhedrin Council. He was anointed by Mary, and Judas made a bargain to betray him. We got to understand that everybody that's with you are not necessarily with you. Didn't really say anything about what was going on Wednesday, but Thursday was that day when he ate the Passover in the upper room as he commemorated the Last Supper that we know. And we are thankful for that Thursday. We remember that our Lord and Savior said that as often as we do it, we do show his death until he come. On that Thursday, when he gathered with his disciples in the upper room, we are thankful that God allowed us another chance to know that my body is going to be broken for you. My blood is going to be shed for you. And because of this is where our salvation comes from, when we believe in that. But now let us get to Friday. Friday, he was betrayed and arrested in the Garden of Gethsemane. He was condemned and denied by Peter. Judas commits suicide, formally sentenced to death and marked and crucified between two thieves, died and buried in a borrowed tomb of Joseph. But then on Sunday morning, I don't think y'all heard me. I know that there are some of us that are tired, but we ought not be too tired to be able to hear with our ears. And the Bible declared that when we hear the truth, we are the redeemed of the Lord, ought to say so. Now, Jesus died on Friday and was down in the grave for 3 days, but on Sunday morning, hallelujah, when Jesus was resurrected on that Sunday morning, it ought to give every one of us some hope to give God some praise. It ought to give us a mind to tell God thank you. We ought to be glorifying God, because on that third day, on that Easter Sunday morning, when they went to the graveside, when they went to the tomb, they said, "Why are you looking for the dead? He's not here. He's living just as he said. He got up just like he said he was going to." When we think about the resurrection being raised from the dead, has three biblical meanings. First of all, it was a miraculous healing. People that have died and been resuscitated back to the present world. There may be some of you in here that you didn't know it right then, but somebody told you, "We lost you. But they worked with you and we got you back." But in the midst of them losing you, there was a miraculous healing that came through and by God. Because the truth of the matter is that they may have did what they did, but if God was ready for you to die, I don't care what they do to you, they cannot bring you back. When God says it's over, it's over. Now temporarily you may check out for a moment, but if it's not your time, God going to have you in the right place with the right kind of folk around you that'll be able to do the thing that will be able to bring you back. The second biblical meaning is our Lord's resurrection, which is linked to overcoming the powers of evil and of death. Death has no more power. Death has no power because Jesus himself took the sting out of death. And then thirdly, the hope of general resurrection, which was the Jewish belief that those of us that are righteous, when we die, we will see God again. The resurrection is the point at which God's intention for Jesus becomes clear. If there had ever been a resurrection, then we would have no hope. We wouldn't have anything to preach about. We wouldn't have anything to shout about. We wouldn't have anything to assemble ourselves together and be on one accord, because Jesus is our common bond. He's the one that brings us together. He's the one that keeps us together. And the way that he keeps us together is by loving us and teaching us how to love one another. We wonder sometimes, why did he allow himself to be crucified? I believe because it is part of him and his love for us, because he was such a great God. He is such a great God. He is a God that loves us so much. Hallelujah. That he said, I thank God that you are not only my children, but you are my friends. He instructs us to love one another. The Bible declares here, when we look in the Word of God, the Bible says that if ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit. So shall ye be my disciples. As the Father have loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. So love got to be an ongoing process. If you keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. This is Jesus speaking at this particular time. And what Jesus is saying is that ye ought to love one another. Then the Bible said, greater love have no man than this, that a man that will lay down his life for his friends. Ye are my friends if ye do whatsoever I command you. What we must understand is that we are just the branches on the vine. A lot of us think that we are self-sufficient. We think we can do anything that we want to do, but we can't do anything without the vine. I thank God for the vine, because when the vine is powerful, then I can get some power. We are nothing but the branches, and if we don't abide in him, and then he's not going to abide in us. So we got to learn how to let the branches, the vine, the branches abide in the vine. And when we abide in the vine and the vine abide in us, then we can show love one to another. For Jesus said, this is my commandment. This is not John Kay's commandment. This is Jesus' commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. See, you got to learn how to love somebody. You got to know that love goes beyond lip service. It got to be more than just yourself giving unconditional love. It got to be an unconditional love by God. We got to understand that when we talk about love, love is what love does. Well, now, when we talk about love, talk is cheap. Pastor used to say, if you love me like you say you do, why do you treat me like you do? Anybody know anybody that say they love you, but they don't treat you like they love you? You know how sometimes you just use the word because that word can sort of get you over? But I come to find out that if you try the Spirit by the Spirit, just because they say they love you, that's just mere words. But you got to show me how you love me. Love is what love does. If you love me, then you're not going to lie on me. If you love me, you're going to help me along the way. If you love me, you're going to pray for me. If you love me, then when I'm down and out, you're not going to put your foot on me. But do we understand the real meaning of love? Paul puts it like this: though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not love, I am become as a sounding brass or a tingling cymbal. In other words, you can talk a whole lot of noise, but if it don't amount to nothing, if it's not from the heart, then you just like a cymbal making a lot of noise and saying nothing. Though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith that I could remove a mountain from here to yonder, if I don't have love, I am nothing. Show me somebody that don't have the love of Jesus. And if they don't have it, if they don't want it, they are nothing. There are those of us that like to boast about what we do for other folk. But do we do it to brag about it? Or do we do it because we love them? Well, the Bible says, though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor and give my body to be burned, if I do it and not have love, I don't profit anything. Love suffereth long and is kind. Love envieth not. Love vaunteth not itself. Love don't get puffed up. Anybody know any puffed up folk? Oh, come on, you ought to help me now. Love rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth. Love beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Love don't give up on you. Oh, we give up on one another. Most of us don't get but one chance. Every now and then you get a second chance. But I thank God that I serve a God this morning that loved me enough that he looked beyond my fault. And so I need to bless my very soul. I thank God this morning when I think about the goodness of Jesus. And I found out that we may have faith, hope, and charity. But the greatest of these is love. If you don't love one another, then you can't do what God would have you to do. I thank God for his love this morning. I thank God because he loved us so much that the Bible declared this morning, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. I wonder this morning, do you really love the Lord? Do you have God on your mind this morning? Do you know what it is to trust God with all that you have? For God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he have not believed in the name of the only begotten son of God. I stop by to tell somebody that love is what love does. Love was hung on the cross. Love went to Calvary and died a shameful death for you and I. But I want to let you know this morning, when you think about the love of Jesus and all that God has done for us, I like to bounce back to Isaiah. Isaiah tells us this morning, surely he had borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed. Any sick folk in the house, I want to let you know that I don't care what sickness is on your body. When they beat our Savior across his back, by his stripes, you are healed. The Bible said, all we like sheep have gone astray. Everyone has turned to his own way. And the Lord laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted. Yet he opened not his mouth. But I come to tell somebody that God loves us. Love is what love does. Love was hung up for our hang-up. Love was the one this morning that made a way out of no way. I want to know this morning, do you love the Lord with all of your heart? If you love God, then you ought to act like you love him. If you love God this morning, you ought not mind telling God thank you. But when I think of how God made a way out of no way, I thank God this morning that I'm not worried about what I'm going to get for Easter. All I need to know is that the blood is yet running warm in my vein. Because when I got up this morning, I got up not all by myself, but my Savior that sits high and looked down low. He was right there in my bedroom. He said, it's time to get up out the bed. It's time to go and minister the word of God. I thank God that the Lord is a mighty God. I thank God that one day Jesus allowed himself to die They tell me that they stretched him high. They hung and they stretched him wide, and they hung him up high, pierced him in the side, in his hand and his feet. But he didn't mumble a stumbling word. He just said, to God be the glory. Whatever you got to do, go ahead and do what you got to do. Because I came for a purpose, to save my children from their sin. Are there any sinners in the house? Anybody know that you didn't make it where you're all by yourself? But there is a God that loves us this morning. He loves me so much that when I was a wretch undone, he let his son die for me. Somebody said, what greater love than this, than a man that will lay down his life for his friends? I want to let you know that Jesus is my friend. What a friend we have in Jesus. All of our sins and griefs to bear. All we got to do is take it to the Lord in prayer. Love is what love does. Love is what love does. And if you love, then it's got to come from here. Coming from here don't work. But when you bring the love from here, I thank God this morning. I thank God this morning that he allowed his only begotten son to die. But the Bible declares that the reason he did it is because he loved us so much.